I just want to say one thing for the practitioners. I think the therapy for head and neck cancer has changed dramatically. Not only is the demographic giving us a less socially damaged patient population with significant social problems like drinking and smoking, but we're also getting better at curing patients. And some of the new induction regimens like TPF have resulted in cure rates that are phenomenal. And today, as opposed to when I started 20 or 25 years ago, instead of curing 20% of patients with locally advanced disease, we're getting up to 60, 70, and 85% survival rates. So if a patient doesn't have comorbidities that significantly reduce our ability to deliver therapy, we can actually talk in terms of 75 and 85% cure rates. And that's a phenomenal difference. And the practitioner has to be aware when they see a patient who's in their 40s or 50s or 60s and doesn't have comorbid illnesses, that we have the capability of giving them another 20 years of life. And that's an important factor.
What fraction of patients present with advanced disease, metastasis, or locally inoperable?
Well, again, we consider inoperable one of the treatment issues when we treat patients. So we're actually doing very well with inoperable patients in terms of induction chemotherapy and chemoradiotherapy. And about 5% of patients will present with distant metastases initially, and about another 10% will present in an inoperable setting, 10 to 15%. That's principally patients with large neck nodes involving the carotid or invasion of the base of skull with their primary tumors. In the European randomized phase 3 trial of TPF versus PF presented last year by Reminar at the ESCO, the survival was around 30 to 35% in that population of patients with induction plus chemo-RT. The survival in the ARTOG intergroup 0126 trial in a similar population was about 37%. With the combination of induction plus chemo-RT, which we have in the sequential treatment plan, it looks like our overall survival rate is going to be around 50 to 55% in the population of unresectable, massive volume patients. But I think it's actually going to turn out to be a bit better. If your practice includes people with comorbidities, it'll be lower. If it includes people who can tolerate the therapy, again, these 40 and 50-year-old patients, particularly the oropharynx cases, I think we're going to see 75 to 85% cure rates there.